Sorry, what?
Is that what we do? Is this one, do we record the whole thing in one go, and then we just have the episode, because it doesn't matter if you have this one up or not?
I waited. The reason I said, say what, is because I just hit record right after you finished the question, so
okay,
I didn't want my answer to be the beginning of the podcast, but yes.
Right.
We're going to watch this live. I'm going to change my background real quick, but yeah, we're going to do Lee Martin's The Midnight Hour, 203 Blood Sacrifice. When was the last time we did a Lee Martin episode?
This is a 203. I mean, second season. This is like the beginning of the decrepit fall of this man's mind.
So we're going to get the early, fresh ideas where he's really...
Wow, it's really bad.
Really anti-women.
No, it got worse. I think it gets progressively worse.
I think you're right. Yeah, going on.
It gets like toward the end, it's when it's really like...
But it's going to be unfiltered and like not finalized. So maybe we'll...
Maybe.
I don't know. But when was the last time we did one of these? I can't even find
it. It's been a while. It's 2 years, at least 2 years.
Oh, here it is. 3/19/2022. Yeah, over 2 years.
Not over 2 years, yeah.
Because right now it's 4/19/2024.
Because I remember that feeling when we stopped watching the show. I was like, we need to take a break. This show was just starting to get to me.
Yeah, we were
mentally and spiritually and health-wise.
I thought today would be a good throwback episode.
Yeah.
Because it'd be like, we were doing Inside Number 9 and Lee Martin together for a while. We did it for a long time.
Yeah.
And then one day, I was just like, nope, we're done.
Just set off.
We're
done with this shit.
How do I change my... I'm just going to play the episode, then I'll do it.
Yeah.
Just to get this over with. Oh, God. Oh, God, Dick. What are we doing?
Shut your fucking bitch hole.
Go ahead and take your entire phone call. We'll
Anything
to pause this.
Probably a good idea. Oh, man. I remember that. No! Oh,
God. No.
I remember the graphic.
I don't remember this one, though.
Tonight we visit the majestic wilderness of the American...
I cannot hear him.
Early episode.
The Northeast. You live many strange, fascinating legends, known only to the inhabitants of its sleepy villages and towns. One of them concerns John and Sarah Neville, demon-worshipping recluses whose blood sacrifices were used to keep their son alive.
Oh, great. Thanks.
The Nevilles made their home here, in these remote woods, miles from the nearest town. But their deeds made them legends and cost them their lives. Now tonight, four friends visit these haunted woods.
You know what's free? Camping. The woods.
The coming day will bring revelations and horrors.
You know what costs money?
Tonight,
good sound.
At the midnight hour.
You know what hides bad sound? Bad sound? Echo effect.
Post-production.
Little reverb.
Oh, man. Oof.
You know what's really free? State Forest.
Yes.
let's go to the State Forest and shoot our episode.
Let's spend an afternoon shooting out there.
Did you just hear that's what he said? Deep in these forests. Oh, God damn it.
Oh, my God. He's always in the forest.
It's going to be a Dom Dolor movie. Great Lakes Entertainment.
Blood, sir.
I love that.
Oh, I think Luke Richman is the same guy who was used to today. Rochelle Lee Wise? Rochelle Lee
Wise. I look forward to seeing our regulars.
Yes, that's what I'm saying. Special guest star?
Yeah.
She get paid extra.
There's six people in this episode, and one of them's Lee Martin, so five.
Wow. Well, there you go. Well, I trapped out in these woods. It's cold.
And gentlemen.
Is that a cold one here?
There she is. There's our girl right here.
Baxter.
That must be Natalie Baxter. Yeah, as Jennifer.
I feel like Natalie Baxter could be the demon woman.
Oh, the one on the left has been a couple, too. I think. This guy
You're
has.
A whore.
I feel like they all have.
You're just a big fat whore.
But we've seen in like three of them. Her, not she, but whatever.
Scott won't be legal until tomorrow. But who cares? Have a birthday guzzle on me.
You're in the woods. Who cares?
Scott has an awesome ghost story to tell.
It's not a ghost story. Forget it, Scott.
It's a blood sacrifice.
I just said it's not a ghost story.
It's not gonna be the same story I just heard Lee tell us, is it?
Come on, Scott, tell us.
Wait a minute. It's not the one.
The fake wood crackling noise is obnoxious.
It's overpowering. Yeah, it's overpowering the actor's speech.
What about the little girl who was killed on an old dirt road?
Better. Because it's true.
Presented for your entertainment of the Midnight Society.
Oh, that's right. I remember the show.
A true ghost story.
Jennifer.
I don't believe it.
Puppet Master says it's not a ghost story.
Is it my ghost stories now available on Amazon.com?
Oh, show the whole book.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
What is that?
You're covering your name.
It doesn't matter. The bots aren't going to buy it.
17 bots are watching. They're going to buy it.
The porno bots aren't going to buy it.
Come on. Have a little faith in the porno bots.
Buy some copies, guys.
Has anyone ever clicked on one of their links? Like, why is that still a thing? Is it just running with nobody manning it at this point?
Probably. The AI has gone sentient. All it wants is porn. That's what the sad thing is. It's not like the destruction of man. It's just the destruction of culture.
Fuck me here.
It's like pornography. I love everything with feet. Put eggs and syrup on between my toes. Gets me hot.
I am the Tarantino bot. Yeah.
Perfect time for a scary story around the campfire.
It all started 21 years ago with two Satan worshippers, John and Sarah Neville.
I'll say this. Natalie Baxter, you're too attractive for these episodes.
Oh, is that her?
No, the other girl.
Are you sure that's Sally Baxter, though?
The other one is, yeah. She's Jennifer, and they call her Jennifer.
Okay, good. I'm glad you have the IMDb page open. Ready to go.
Yeah, I don't want to lose track of these five people.
Yes, just in case.
So that means their story is going to involve either one person or all four of them playing a different character, and they're just not credited as different characters? Because they're clearly going to tell a story, and we're going to see it. But there's no additional cast other than one person.
From the big city for privacy. They built a little shack in the middle of the woods and lived off the land.
Oh no, they're just gonna tell a story.
Hardly ever.
We're not gonna see it.
And when they did, nobody would have anything to do with that.
We already heard this story, because he just told the story the opening fucking bit of the show.
Started taking all sorts of
weird. Twice I've heard this story.
I'm gonna be honest, didn't listen to a word he said other than in the woods.
You're right, it's a good point, but it's the same. Two demon worshippers in the deep of woods. Now I'm going to repeat that story right now verbatim.
Is Chad here dating both of these women and the other guy's fourth wheel? In a throuple?
You're a fucking loser, bro.
It's because of your nose and your 45-year-old hairline.
You're not a throuple.
Even though they say he's 20.
In 2004 when this came out.
Pretty good. Two Michigan babes.
It was 2008 to 2014, or what was the show?
This episode was 2009.
Wow.
Not that long ago.
2009 is a long
15
time
years ago, but it looks like 1998, though.
It looks like it's 1996. Yeah, you're right.
Herbs that John grew in their little garden. Herbs that would make their child an instrument.
I love that their close-ups do not have the same color timing as with the fire next to them.
Yeah, well, they're taking it as an afterthought.
Of Satan.
I'm going to need coverage of their faces.
One day, Sarah woke up with terrible cramps and pains. She knew the baby wasn't due yet, but she realized that she had taken too many of the herbs.
Oh, I do want to say there's a trivia here. Actors and crew were plagued by mosquitoes during all but the opening scene where smoke from the campfire repelled the pests.
Well, there you go. That makes more sense.
So there's no mosquitoes right here because it's a real campfire. And definitely real campfire sound effects.
Yeah, exactly.
John was out in the woods hunting, and she was home by herself, so she called the town doctor, but he never showed.
This sounds like a shitty episode of Lee Martin in the Midnight Hour.
He found Sarah in hysterics.
Hey, we got pictures.
Boy, dead.
Underwater pictures.
They say the night was pretty real crazy that day.
Get me out of this episode!
John ran into town for help. And when he returned, Sarah had cut her wrists. And the baby was alive. The baby was alive. Doctor said it was a miracle the baby survived. But John knew the truth.
I can't hear you over the fire.
It was his wife's blood sacrifice that brought their son back to life. The townspeople took the baby away from John and adopted him out. And 7 years later, a little boy went missing from a hunting party. And when they found him, the meat from his wrist had been gnawed away by teeth. Human teeth. And there wasn't a drop of blood left in his body. Well, everyone knew it was Crazy John Neville. So some vigilantes in town went after John. They went into his shack, and when they found him, he was sitting in a pentagram full of blood. They killed him and buried him near the shack.
I'm already bored,
Dick. They burned the shack to the ground and used the charred wood to make an inverted cross to mark John Neville's grave.
Bitch!
That's not inverted.
Always quiet. I'm calling for your children, bitch.
They couldn't afford an inverted cross.
7 years went by, and a little girl disappeared. And when they found her, someone.
Oh, yeah, my
butt. They fucked her butt.
Human. Had gnawed through the meat on her wrist, and the blood was gone.
Yeah. Drink all the blood. Yeah, we know. 7 years after that, another little girl.
Wrist. You'll never guess what happened. Seven more years after that.
Okay, how many years do we got here? 44. Oh, Christ.
Hikers and hunters still today report glimpses of John Neville, but that's all they want to see. They know.
John Neville reading the script right now?
To those he's going to kill.
Yeah. That girl looks so bored.
John Neville,
Baxter girl looks so bored.
I'm so much better than this. Why am I here?
Yeah.
I got a single to sell.
A true story.
I'm Lisa Loeb.
Oh, sure. Devil-worshipping guys come back from the grave every day.
Well, maybe that part's a lie. But the Nevilles were real.
Hey.
Oh, bitch face.
I have a great idea.
Let's get close-ups of our face and not have them be orange.
John Neville's grave.
That'd be funny.
What?
No, I mean it. We can track down the burial site and take pictures.
Why don't you take off your top and bend over? We'll take pictures of that.
Oh my God, there he is. He's back. He's back, ladies and gentlemen.
I'm not even going to focus on that what he just said, other than the specifics. Take off your top and bend over?
Yeah, he wants to. He knows what he wants.
Take off your pants and bend. What? That doesn't even make sense.
Take off your pants and bend over there, eh?
I want droopy boobs visible through your legs.
Oh, man, I like that. I want to see the panty line there.
Very specific fetish I got. Leave your pants on. Oh, God, no. Leave them on.
Oh, you're not wearing those yoga pants. Oh, I can't get into that now.
Leave your JNCO jeans on.
No jeans. It's not my thing. You know, I gotta be the yoga pants or else I'm out.
Take off your top and bend over and I'll take a picture.
Take off your top and bend over. I'll take a picture at the house.
Amy, you are a sick puppy. What Scott sees in your eye? I don't even know.
Amy, look, maybe she's right. We could walk for hours and never find it. The only landmark was his cottage, and that burned down years ago. Besides, it's lame.
Okay, wait. This time, I've got it. No arguments. We find John Neville's grave, and then we take the burned, inverted crucifix with us first.
And we put it in our vaginas. What the fuck's wrong with you?
Oh, man. That's so bad, it's good.
What do you think?
Lex! You just said you can't find the fucking place, so you spent hours looking for it?
Tomorrow, we visit John Neville's unholy grave.
Tomorrow.
Dick, we still have 42 more episodes of the show if we want to do them. Oh, sorry, 41.
I hope you'd be strong enough by morning to go looking for the grave.
Oh, wait, that's his girlfriend?
What does that mean?
Yeah.
Yeah, the relationship dynamics for this episode are all off.
I knew she was with him because they were hugging the whole time, but I thought she was also like...
Yeah,
she was nowhere near this dude.
Yeah, it was weird. Blocky.
I'm going to kiss you, Dad.
Easy to fix.
20-year-old dad.
Oh, my God. Like, this is so awesome. I get to hang out with the chicks, and I get to be a daddy figure to them.
He's supposed to be 20, because they said he's legal to tomorrow. So he's on the cusp of 21. This young man right here.
This is a 20-year-old in the Twilight Zone timeline. So he's
don't say Twilight Zone.
Well, I mean, like, comparatively speaking, with all the booze
and yeah.
The drinking and smoking in the Midwest takes its toll on the human body.
Let's go for a walk.
I don't know. It's pretty dark.
I don't know. It's pretty dark.
Alright, we'll see you guys in a few.
We're gonna wait to the midnight hour. God. Is this over yet?
I'm glad we decided to spend the weekend.
Ah, the audio is different. Do you hear that?
Really?
There's no fire to place.
Look, there's something I'm going to need to say to you.
This is when the mosquitoes were attacking them.
I know you used to be Sats girl, and I know you guys were starting to get serious, but...
But what?
He's there to be sacrificed because he's 20.
I'm glad you broke up with my brother.
They're brothers?
Because it gave me a chance brother? To be with you.
And why are you dating his brother?
That's,
so gross.
That's boring. That was a bad read.
It's really nice.
Wow, the passion.
Aren't you glad about it, too?
Yeah. No, she's definitely not. They're going to kill this guy.
Yeah,
it's going to be... It wasn't a son. It was a daughter. Ah! The twist!
She looks so into this.
Oh, please, no. Please, don't come at me with your 2009 haircut. Oh, no. He tastes like Winston Salem.
Did you just see Avatar in theater? Because I did.
3D is going to rule!
What? Scott and Amy shouldn't have gone off like that. There are wolves out here, so...
I heard Tim Burton's going to do an Alice in Wonderland remake with 3D.
That sounds awesome. As long as there's no stupid Depp. Dance scene.
Johnny Depp is the Mad Hatter. I'm fucking sold. Little did we know. So disastrous.
HBC's playing the Red Queen. It's fucking awesome, man.
But it was the biggest hit of his fucking career.
Maybe it was that
That's
story
a sad
told,
thing. That movie made a lot of money.
I've got the creeps.
Don't poo-poo Alice in Wonderland 3D 2010.
I feel like someone's
that
watching
movie was a giant hit when it came
We're
out.
15 miles from civilization. Nobody's here.
But if there was a psycho out here...
Like John Neville.
Like John Neville. We'd be sitting ducks for him. Nobody would find our bodies for days, if ever.
It's two episodes in a row they use the phrase sitting
so
ducks.
Impressionable.
Bend over. Oh my God.
What was that?
I don't know.
You heard it too?
Yeah, I heard it.
John Neville here. How are you doing?
Hello?
I heard it.
Let's go back.
It was probably just a falling branch.
Now I done don't heard that.
John Neville,
I'm gonna go ahead and kill you. Hope you don't mind.
I wish you'd respect my privacy, but I guess you don't care, so I'm gonna bite your wrist now.
You're on my property where I've been buried. It's not very nice of you.
The wood chipper.
Killer!
Oh my God, you're so much better than the other guy.
It's late.
She wanted to see her ex-boyfriend boning another girl. That's what happened here.
Do you think the ex-boyfriend and her are going to be the bad guys and they're going to sacrifice their two friends?
Yeah, definitely. That's what I'm saying.
That's what's happening here.
The girl on the left here is definitely in on it. And the guy on the right is definitely in on it. I just don't know if she's in on it and it's all three against that one guy.
No, I think that it's going to be two for.
Yeah, I think it's...
If not all of them.
Okay, I think we'll go with left girl, Natalie Baxter is Jennifer, and then the guy on the right, the Luke Richman, is Chad. Luke Richman, the only guy with an IMDb picture.
Wow.
Getting some sleep for the hike tomorrow. So, what you guys doing?
Nothing, thanks to you.
She's in six episodes of this show.
Oh, God. That's so
Why didn't you answer when I called out? You scared Amy half to death.
I didn't hear you call out. I just got here. I followed the sounds you guys were making in the bushes.
But we weren't making any sound.
This guy's... Or she's in four of them. Amy.
Yeah.
Did we do any of them?
I don't know.
I'm going to see right now.
I've tried to block as many of them as I can.
She is in Face to Die For. We did that one. Face Queen Bee.
That sounds familiar.
Yeah. Prisoner of Love. I don't remember doing that one.
We might have done that one.
Luke is in... Let's see what Luke is in. He has his IMDb picture. He's in Up in the Air with George Clooney.
Oh, he's an extra.
Uncredited.
There you go. He was an extra.
He was in that before these two episodes.
Oh, no.
He was in...
I was in college and they were shooting that scene and I was in the background.
Daughter of the Damned and then this. Okay.
Daughter of the Damned.
Is there something you want, Jennifer? Now that you've ruined the moment for Amy and I?
Wow.
See, she purposely won't let him fuck. So there's something
going on. Where do you think you're going?
Back to camp?
It's the other way.
My work here is done.
You bitch, you did it on purpose? You know, Amy's really sensitive, and you really scared her. I think you owe her an apology.
He doesn't have a Michigan accent.
How does he get she scares easily? She wants to go steal the fucking inverted cross.
How does she
scare easily? She wants to go find the Neville house.
She wants to go find the cross and steal it so they can talk about it.
Yeah, what are you talking about? She's scared. Like, what the fuck? She's not scared.
Come on, Lee.
She wants to start this shit.
My precious Amy. Don't scare my precious Amy. I already told you, I didn't make any sounds. It's not my problem if she can't even go camping without having a panic attack.
I heard you.
She's the one that wanted to go find the ghosts.
I think these two might be the best actors to be on the show. Like, that scene actually, I kind of forgot I was watching it for a minute.
No.
I'm not saying it was good. I'm not saying it was good.
I'm going to say, no, you're wrong. It's terrible.
It's terrible. But I'm saying comparatively...
It ain't no Jack Nicholson in the church in Eastwood.
No, definitely not his 25-page monologue.
Oh, God, so wonderful.
No, but I'm just saying.
When God does it, it's snake fear.
I'm just saying, on this show, that was one of the better scenes, like, acting-wise.
Well, again, the problem with these shows are they're horribly written, where it's a character, like, the characters switch roles all the time. It's like, I'm the dirty whore. No, I'm the prude now. Like, what? What's going on?
But they always have that 45-year-old woman who's the killer.
Yeah, she's either killer or
she's just the worst actress.
She's the mother. Yeah.
So it was nice right here where it was kind of believable in heavy, heavy quotes.
Sure.
You're saying this guy's better than 99% of the actors we've seen on here.
I wouldn't say that.
I would.
The guy.
It's not a compliment to him. It's a slight to everyone else on the show.
No, that one guy's fine. The old guy that always fucks the chicks. Remember that guy?
Yeah, he's fine.
Who drove his truck from Mexico City to Michigan?
He's still a bad actor.
2 hours. Oh, he's horrible, but he's better than this guy. Oh, I gotta say, show good camp value.
I'm just about ready. Yeah, me too.
I'm just waiting on you guys. That was a
Blair Witch Project.
And Amy. Yeah.
Where is Amy?
Oh, she's communing with nature.
Was she not there the whole night and they're just now thinking about Amy?
She's taking a shit. She's in the back.
And sometimes she takes 12-hour shits, you know? That's Amy.
That's my nicotine addiction.
God love her.
Opioids. Oh. ADR said, so there she is.
Watch out for snakes.
No problem. We enjoy standing
around. Watch out for snakes.
Good practice in case we ever need to pose for statues.
The woods back there are really creepy. I saw a spider this big.
And it didn't bite. Crap.
Shut up, Jennifer.
I was kidding.
All right, now she's just fucking terrible.
John Neville's cabin was northwest of here by an old logging path. All we have to do is get back in the big trail and follow it to the end. I figure it's about a 20-minute hike from here.
We're that close? No wonder I was getting a bad vibe on me.
At least she's trying.
That was me, honey.
Come on, baby. Let's go.
I knew I had to take big shit online.
All right, she's very jealous.
She's like psychotic.
Yeah.
What's your deal? Don't you like me? Shut up, I don't like you.
After that scene, I'm starting to think we're wrong.
No, I think we're right.
I don't know if that's why he doesn't seem like he's in on it with her.
No, I think it's going to be just her. She's going to kill them all.
Alright, so we've shifted?
Yeah, I would say she kills them.
It does seem like he's out and she's in, but...
Because she's the daughter. It's going to be a daughter. Was it a son? No, you're wrong. It was a daughter. Oh, no!
It was a vaginal that was born.
Oh. Actually, I'm a hermaphrodite.
Scott, I really need to tell you something.
Good God.
Wait up.
You had a mosquito on your shoulder, so I figured I'd, you know, come by and let you know and knock it off.
They walked right by him?
No, he's right there.
Yeah.
Scott!
But they walked right by him.
Yeah.
Scott, come quick!
What?
What's wrong? What is it?
Look.
I don't see anything.
He's gone. No, I swear to God, I saw John Neville. It was him. I know it.
There's no one here, Amy. John Neville's dead.
I did see him. He was staring right at me. I'm going to die.
Ah! Well, go in the opposite direction. Don't go toward where John Neville was.
I'll go get her. Don't worry, I'm a nurse. I handle freaked out people every day.
Aren't they always nurses in these shows? I feel like they're always the nurse. You're always a nurse. Now, how are they brothers? They don't even look like each other. They're not brothers.
Well, obviously they're not brothers, but still.
Don't be such a baby. Leave me alone. I'm getting out of here. Oh, without your precious boyfriend? How unromantic. I saw John Neville standing in the woods. He's gonna kill me. Wait. What, so you were just gonna take the car and leave the rest of us out here in the middle of nowhere? I would have come back for you. Unreal. I can't believe Scott dumped me for you. Some bargain. He thinks so. Why do you think we're getting married?
What?
Married? Yes, married. This fall. We'll send you a postcard from our honeymoon.
This fall or this fall?
No. I don't believe it. You're lying.
Wait,
you think so? Ask him. Fine, I will. Look, Jennifer, I am sorry that you are such a bitch that Scott had to dump you.
Yeah.
I'm sorry that you thought dating his brother would keep you close to him. And most of all, I am sorry that you are too stupid to know when the game is over. You lose!
What?
So stupid. I should have went after Amy myself.
Brother,
you had a shovel,
would keep you
you had
close
a shovel
to him.
The whole time?
And most of all, I am sorry that you are too stupid to know when the game is over. You lose!
What is her head made out of?
So
she had a shovel the whole time?
Hey, if anyone could quiet Amy down fast, it's John.
It's a shovel. It's a shovel to the head.
she was allergic to shovels to the head.
I just graduated
Jennifer
5 years ago out of college, graduate school.
Yeah, he looks like the professor now.
I'm kind of burnt out there, Lee. I don't know if I can do this anymore.
You know what he kind of looks like is Maynard from Tool.
Oh.
This that is old. This.
Yeah.
You a long time ago. She told me so herself. I could believe my eyes. She doesn't even know you exist. In fact, things have been getting pretty serious between us.
I just want to say that he's the
younger
brother, this guy.
Ooh, ouch.
I wasn't going to say anything before.
We're getting married
in the
fall.
I'm thinking of asking Jennifer to marry me.
Oh,
what?
God.
Are you kidding me? No,
I'm not.
I'm
a cheating shovel.
Are you crazy? Jennifer doesn't love you. She's only hanging around you so she can be near me.
Please, I hope it's the exact same thing.
No, please. Please, come with
the
shovel.
Exactly the same thing.
Magical shovel.
Dick, you've got a real ego problem if you think that's why she came after me. I don't want to hurt you and my brother.
Why are the you? Tender piano music? Bing, bing.
That's what you think.
It ain't no El Johnson.
That's what you think?
I'm going to go kill you with a shovel.
You're my brother. That's what you think.
What? What?
Runs off. Right.
Hey, man, my ADR don't work. My microphone's going out in the middle of this forest.
Yeah, I only heard it out of one speaker.
Too many fucking mosquitoes, man. It sucks.
I only hear them on my right. Did they mix it like that on purpose?
Probably, because it's, I don't know, they screwed up.
The right side of the speaker means that. Oh, Trent Reznor showed up to do music. You hear that?
Head like a hole!
Dig in a hole!
Dig in a hole!
I'd rather die than be in a Lee Martin produced movie or show!
Where's Amy?
I don't know.
She left.
She was really upset and she left.
I mean, she
left.
I mean,
mm-hmm. Just like that, on foot.
Yeah, a car came by and she just hitched a ride with them.
Whatever. Get your things into the car.
Are you clearly hiding a shovel?
We're Scott.
Who cares?
We're not just gonna leave them out here.
Yes, we are. Let's go.
I didn't hear anything.
Okay? Scott, come on, we're going.
He can't hear you.
He can't hear you.
What do you mean? What happened? What did you do? What? Scott?
I said he can't hear you.
Leave me alone. I'm not leaving without Scott.
Fine. You and Scott could walk home.
Scott?
You got to walk home.
Scott?
It's significantly brighter now. Is that someone's yard?
Probably.
It's like lawn furniture.
Hey, like, okay, so your cute kids can use the backyard for about 4 hours on Tuesday because I got the kids coming for a big birthday party, if you don't mind. Got Z the Clown coming out here.
And then Grandma's going to come out and sunbathe in the nude, so I don't know if you want to be out there and shoot the camera this way.
She's got her religious practices, and that's what they do. So she's a little off, but, you know, she's got to stay in shape. It's good for her. Good for the skin.
She's in that hereditary cult, so they walk around nude. I don't know if you want to be out there.
Oh, yeah. Well, if you're a little girl with no head, just don't worry about it. Her face wasn't worth keeping anyway.
Oh, yeah, don't worry about it. She'll show up in other movies.
That kid that's in that Jumanji movie, he's pretty good.
Jumanji movies?
The Jumanji movies. That kid is—he's our new god.
He'll be around.
He's great. He was in that movie with Nick Cage. You know, the pig movie. That's fantastic.
He's a director now. I'm looking forward to seeing that new movie of his.
No, it's Dev Patel. You got.
Oh, I am. I'm horribly racist.
Racist.
Thinking
racist
of Wolf. Big.
No, that Dev Patel.
No,
yeah.
No, I mean, yeah, got confused there. Anyway, yeah.
He's doing his Monkey Man movie. It was supposed to be good.
No, Deb Patel's pretty good, but not as good as Alex Wolf.
Nobody's as good as Lee Martin.
Scott? Scott? Scott?
Oh my God, his wrists are chewed up.
Scott, what did he do to you?
What?
Scott?
Show his wrists. Show his wrists!
Say Scott 65 more times.
Hello?
Oh, Scott. Oh, no.
Who's there?
She's holding her sleeves like it's freezing out there.
No, she's probably tired of them attacking her. She's got to cover up. Her fingers are bloodied.
Why is that trivia? You're in the goddamn woods. Of course there's a lot of mosquitoes.
Oh, but that time of year was really bad. It was like cicada country, man. Oh, God. Just everywhere. Terrible
no, we
stuff.
Would we would know if it were cicada country.
You'd hear it. Because
he can't edit that out. Or
no, he probably couldn't.
Wake up, Scott. Come on, hurry, wake up.
We actually canceled the show because the cicadas are coming. Because they couldn't film.
Oh, the cicadas are coming.
So you're going to jerk him off, aren't you?
So bored.
Say Scott again.
Head like a Scott.
No.
What?
Leslie Vernon? We were very wrong. That's good.
So, I don't care.
There's two people standing there.
Is he still alive? Is he alive?
It must be the other girl. Does he have three legs? Yeah. What's going on?
Yeah, well, he's holding the girl up, right?
All
right,
there you go.
Yeah, there you go. Oh, he's gonna put his son back. Is that what it is?
21st birthday, son. It's good to see
you. He looks like Leslie Vernon in Behind the Mask.
That's so bad.
You ever see that movie?
Yes.
I love that
movie.
Well,
not really. I haven't seen it.
It's a fun movie.
The making of it.
For the making of it?
I think so.
It's a fun little mockumentary about serial killers.
Right.
And it's fucking funny.
Yeah.
Cheap little, it's for how simple it is, it's funny. It's a good movie. But he looks so bad.
You're mad with us again. Your mama sacrificed a lot to keep you alive. So did I.
Scott Aukerman?
So did a few other people.
Are you dead?
No, but everybody thinks I am. They tried to kill me, bashed me over the head, and buried me. You are dead, though. Seconds ago.
Hear that accent?
But I fixed all that.
You're dead, though.
You'll live another 7 years, son.
That's what Greg meant.
His folks adopted you and your ma killed herself. I guess they never told you.
No.
They never told you.
No.
No. They never told you. They never told you.
Wait a minute. So?
I don't know.
Scott's birthday camping renewed his life for another 7.
He's on the same log that they're on. You see that?
Yeah.
But at the cost of his girlfriend's lives and of his own sanity. We hope you've enjoyed tonight's story.
No.
Relive the fear every week. The same
Come on, Lee.
And join us again next month.
You know damn well we didn't. I forgot it's a monthly show, isn't it?
This is 15 years ago.
Yeah, we haven't discussed this in a while, so I forgot it's a monthly.
Yeah.
An all-new episode of The Midnight Hour.
By me, creative genius, Lee Martin. All right. Sounds like Fallout music. Mommy! Yeah. Oh, by the way, welcome to LAW Anthology Series Review. We didn't do any intros or anything for this. This is episode... What episode is this, Dick? It's on the bottom, right?
137?
137 there.
Oh, man.
Gonna go ahead and mute it, because it's really obnoxious.
No dice.
Lee Martin's The Midnight Hour, 203 Blood Sacrifice. Luckily, we don't rank these like we do with Inside Number 9.
Oh, yeah. They'd all be on the bottom. It'd be negative numbers.
It would just be a straight line of tied episodes for last.
Pretty much, yeah.
There'd be 15 blank spaces and then all last, like somehow.
Oh, my God. Yeah, it was so bad.
All right. We're done with this. I can get rid of this.
See you in hell, Lee.
All right, Dick. Blood Sacrifice. We watched it live on the show, so we don't have to go through the plot, obviously, but it's been over two years since we've done this show, and it feels like no time has passed, but also all of the time has passed.
Yeah, really. I feel bad because I think we're half right. I think our twists were too intelligent for the show with our theorizing what was going to happen, the plot. Our plot was much better than what we got.
Yeah, ours was the most simplified, obvious explanation.
And it's like, oh, I had a daughter. They always thought I had a son. It wasn't a son, it was a daughter. But then again, he goes, he's going to live another 7 years. Well, what? He's like 20-something years old. What happened when he was like 14? Did he come back and get him when he was 14 and put blood on his head?
It must have been a different generation when he was 14, a different kid.
No, it was because he got adopted. That's why the two brothers didn't look alike. He was adopted.
Every other kid in that story was a child. Right? Because it kept showing little kids. And the
wrist it was the son of Neville. Because his wife died giving him...
Yes, but they kept going, it was seven. And the next kid was seven.
Yeah, but the kids were murdered.
Yes, but this kid's 20 something.
Yeah, so they would murder the okay. Cuz obviously they have to pour the blood on his head to bring him back to life. So did they go to the adopted house and put the blood on him in the adopted house every 7 years when the kids died and they had to do that?
And then they bite out their wrists? That's their murder method.
And they had no, they drained them all of all blood, and they're left with no blood in their body, but their wrists are eaten up. Because that's how the mother did it in the blood sacrifice.
The story's dumb. The backstory's dumb.
What's the star? What would you give this? I'm going to give it a solid 2.
How do you rank these? How do you rate them? How do you rank
usually
them?
Usually it's below 3. That's how I rank them. They're always below 3.
2 seems appropriate here because it's incomprehensible.
And I'll give them a 2 because they at least had a shovel.
And I feel bad because all it takes is on IMDb to have a ranking is 10 votes.
Wow.
And these are unranked.
Wow.
So please sign in, Dick, and give it a 2 so that we can... at least we know it has 2 votes. Because it seems like not even Lee Martin voted on the episodes, gave him a 10. I want to see what happens when they finally get ranked and how that factors in.
I finally signed into my IMDb page and I gave all positive reviews of my show.
This episode debuted on December 3rd, 2009.
Wow.
Here we are, 2024.
Good God. So how old is Natalie Baxter then?
Oh, I have no idea.
Now how old is she? She had to be 20 there, right?
I would assume.
22 maybe?
She's not. She did a couple things after this. No, she did just one thing. Vampirism Bites, a TV show. She's in 8 episodes.
What year was that?
That was 2010 to 2012, it looks like. 2013.
Oh, no.
It looks like it's just as cheap, but she's in the trailer on IMDb.
Well, that doesn't mean anything.
With this show... And with any show, I don't ever really blame the actors because it's not the actors' fault if they're bad.
No, it's their fault if they're bad.
No, but if they're bad, you just don't hire them.
Right.
So if you're hiring them, it's your fault at that point. It's Lee Martin's fault at this point.
Well, he don't have a lot to choose from, let's be honest.
I don't know, man. I worked in a couple theater productions. I could find actors better than this at the drop of a hat.
Yeah, but would they say, oh, yeah, it sounds great. I'll go do this Lee Martin script that's atrociously terrible.
You're going to have to pay him a little more.
I don't think these people got paid.
I don't know. There's got to be some sort of...
I don't think they got paid.
They got paid in like PBR.
They were saying, hey, this is going to be great for your reel, so you get a real job off of these movies, and then you could go move to Atlanta and go work for Tyler Perry in his big studio down there.
There you go. Because
you ain't going to L.A., that's for
sure. You'll be the white neighbor that's racist.
Did you watch that L.A. video that I sent you?
Which one?
The one where everything's closed along the boulevard?
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, sad. I couldn't believe it.
I was just down there. I didn't notice that, so...
Yeah, maybe it was... how far did you go down? Did you go all the way down?
That's the thing. I didn't go that far to east. He looked like he was further east, like east of Vine.
Well, he was basically, yeah, he was where the Pantages Theater was. He went up from there, and he didn't go to Highland. So he didn't go to Highland. So Highland's where all the tourists are. So I think that's as far as
yeah,
it goes.
Yeah, I was. Busan, I only went to Vine and east of Vine. I never went.
Yeah, there you go. We went to Winchell's.
Yeah, we went to Winchell's, but not the one you're thinking of.
The one, yeah, over there by the old Bank of America across from the McDonald's that used to be there.
We were kind of in that area. We didn't go on Sunset, though.
Okay.
Yeah, we were just north of Hollywood, and we stayed on Vine and Santa Monica, I want to say,
at the hotel. It's not too far away.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. That's why when I took pictures and sent them to you from the hotel, I was like, there's our school, like right fucking there.
Yeah, it's crazy.
I was looking out the window. I'm like, I wonder how far. And I'm like, oh, it's right there. Yeah, it was just, I'm like, ah. Well, there you go.
My God, man.
Yeah.
You gave yourself a blood sacrifice.
Yeah, it's... Okay.
You get those years back to tell F. Murray Abraham how much I love you.
Can we even give this a 2? Like, I feel like that's just an unfair score. Like, it deserves negative stars, really.
Well...
But I'll give it 2 just because I wasn't, like, fucking angry.
Yeah.
So that deserves 1 star. And then one star is the guy made it by himself. So I would give it another.
We always do that, though. They're pity stars. It's always two stars because he did it himself.
That's why we refuse to go any lower than two. I'm just saying because we haven't done it in 2 years. That's why I'm explaining it again.
There you go.
It's bad. It's rough. I didn't think it would be this rough coming back, but we did a kind of an early episode.
Yeah.
We should have come back to a classic season 6-7 with a
with
terrible. Vicious bitch female.
And in higher production values.
Yeah. When he had more of a bench with his actors.
He had a $50.
Deeper in his rotation.
He had a $50 budget for the makeup and then future episodes.
Yeah, and he would get, like, favors. Remember that one episode where it was in that dog food factory?
Oh, God. Yeah, it's horrible. That was a long episode, too.
And see, I feel like that's the genius of watching this show. Like, the fact that I said that and you know what I'm talking about. That's kind of the fun of this show, is how stupid it is.
I mean, it's fucking stupid.
And this is my home state. This is all 3 hours from where I grew up.
Well, that has nothing to do with you.
No.
You're no longer there. You're no longer near that area.
But I just feel... I feel the connection watching them. Because I'm like, this could have been me. Like, no. It's like when white ladies are on planes and then they hear a plane across the world went down. They're like, that could have been me. No. What?
Yeah. Oh, my God. So, yeah, two.
Two.
Fuck them.
Until next time, which will be Inside Number 9, Wuthering Heights. And in the meantime, I'm Phoenix West.
Yeah.
So long, citizens.